Charlie Puth on his way to the country. He's another of music's hot tickets who got fame through YouTube and TikTok, of course, but four Grammy nominations later. He's had multiple number one singles, top 10 albums, and a new album just out last year. His Charlie Live Experience Tour arrives here in November, and Charlie Puth is with us out of Los Angeles. Morning.
Good morning to you as well.
Okay,
friend.
So we've got for you, I've got a contest that we use with famous people who have been on this program before. Now, you have been on this program before, and so the question is, for $10,000, when were you on this program?
You know, how do people usually answer that question? Because that's a very, very clever, but boxed in the corner kind of question.
It is a boxed in the corner. And that is why we still have $10,000, because if it hadn't gone well for me, I wouldn't be interviewing you because I would have been sacked. And so it works.
Yeah.
The answer is October of 2016.
Wait, you know what? I promise you I was going to, no bullshit. I was going to say 2016, not October, but I was thinking about my first time in New Zealand, and I had a bad stomach ache and I wasn't able to see anything. And I thought to myself, 2017 is going to be my year. For sure.
Okay.
So I really, truly was going to say 2016.
Sadly, those are not the rules of the contest, Charlie, and we cannot award you the prize. But I'm figuring since, and the reason I asked the question, is that since that time, you were the new, you were the up-and-comer, you were the future of music, and look at all the stuff that's happened to you in the ensuing 6 years. How have you handled it? How have you felt? And how do you feel now?
I still have that initial drive I had when I first signed my record contract. And I remember when we put the song out, when I say we, I mean the record label and the encompassing team, when we put the song One Call Away out, and the very first place it went number one was New Zealand's iTunes. And that always stuck with me. And what better way to go back into New Zealand than to play that song top of the show? It's also making me feel quite old lately, because it's been 7 years. That's fast math, right? Seven, eight years.
Here's the thing. I've been doing this job for 42 years. So you're not even remotely old. You got so much to do. Have you enjoyed the ride so far?
Yes. There are days where I feel like the music industry has completely changed since I first signed my record contract. But it's always, I mean, what fun would it be if everything went super well and good all the time? It'd get pretty boring. Every artist inevitably has peaks and valleys and down slumps and ups, uphills. But it's really all about the fans. As corny as that sounds, it's going to be really nice performing live again, being on tour.
Yeah. And are you on tour at the moment?
Not at the moment. I'm sitting down in my house in LA, but I will be headed out for the Asia, Australia, and New Zealand tour.
Yeah. How do you work that? How does a tour come together in that sense, in terms of crew size, budget, expenditure, itinerary, all of that? Do you handle any of that or not?
Well, in the very beginning, when I first came to New Zealand, I certainly did. I was booking my airline flights and, well, watching the one person helping me book them. Now it's interesting, as you become like more successful, you have like more people to mess things up. But my team is large and in charge, and I'm very fortunate to be working alongside them. So they help me pick all the travel itineraries.
That's a great line. Large and in charge. Did you? Mm-hmm. I don't think you like personal questions in terms of your relationships, but I do. I saw you on the whatever the social media is, Instagram, I'm assuming. You flew to New York. You got engaged. So warmest congratulations. I mean, that's just glorious. That must be your heart must be full.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. And I have no issue with those questions. Obviously, it's not exactly a full mystery that I got engaged. I didn't upload it on the secret social media account. Millions of people, I guess, saw it. And I'm very happy to share that good news with the rest of the world.
How did it unfold to the extent, in flying to New York, did she, one, know you were coming, and two, know that you were coming and were going to ask her?
I think she knew. Brooke definitely knew that I was coming, but she definitely didn't know I was going to ask her. So it was a very nicely timed moment, I'll say.
Did it work out the way you wanted? I mean, obviously, ultimately it did, but in the nuance and detail of the moment.
Yeah, every nuance, it really was kind of like writing a song in a way. I wanted to ask her at 11:11 p.m. and I managed to do that right when the episode of Suits was over. We had 5 minutes left of the episode, and I'm like, perfect. It's 10:58. If that's fast math, right? That's 10:58. It's not, but whatever time. 11:02. Why can't I add today? We had 5 minutes left of the episode. It's like a math problem. It worked out great.
I'm so pleased. You're watching Suits, which is one of my favorite programs in the whole world. Are you watching or rewatching?
Well, she's watching it. I'm precariously browsing TikTok while she watches that. So I hear little bits of the episodes, but I don't really know what's going on.
Oh, long-term relationship, believe me. Long-term relationships work well when you share things together. Don't sit on the sofa doing separate things. It's not going to go well for you.
Okay, I will take your advice and I will watch the episode with me. But I did look up and I'm like, is that the person who's literally like English royalty now or something like that? I know nothing about that either, but her voice sounded familiar.
All right. Now, as far as you're concerned, so people don't know, you do your collabs. You do the stuff on stage that you've done for yourself, of course, and of course you've done the work for other people, some very big hits for other people. In other words, was this deliberate? I mean, in other words, did you want to sort of spread yourself about the place in that sense or not?
Well, I mean, if you rewind the years back, I kind of got a bit discouraged when I wasn't getting a record deal and whatnot, so I guess at the end of my college career, my senior year, I thought I was just going to write and produce for other artists, which you can make a wonderful career out of, and inadvertently had become the artist myself when I just sang all these demos, because I guess, according to other people who enjoyed the song, the other singers didn't match the quality of my voice, which is a nice compliment.
Isn't that lovely? By the way, I've got to get people onto it. I don't know who it was. Is it Fallon or Kimmel? You probably have done it on both. But the thing where you tap the spoon on the cup and then you...
Fallon.
And you work it in with the computer. People have got to see it. The skill involved in that is, I mean, that's a gift. The way you move and the speed you work at on that computer to get a loop going, that's incredible.
Well, thank you. Of course, I have it planned out in my head of what I'm going to do. But I think in the music industry, there used to be this thing. It used to seem like this very unapproachable thing. And I think that's pretty discouraging for young and upcoming talent when some of the best new upcoming talent is young and they might not be in the music industry yet. So why would you ever discourage someone from going into the music industry? So when I do that on talk shows and on the internet, I want the young and up and coming artists to see that and think, well, Charlie is using the same phone that I have in my hand. Why can't I do the same thing? That's really why it gets a little shticky. I understand, but no. I think the best teachers were implemented comedy into their lessons.
Yeah, so. It's fantastically entertaining, but it's also very, very clever. How do you form, if you like, your relationship with your audience and your fans? How much you say, how much you don't say, when you're in contact, when you're not?
I think you obviously share the bits that you want to share with them and, you know, don't scour at those who are going to ask you the obvious questions such as, oh, you got engaged, and be like, bah humbug, why would you invade my personal life when I obviously wanted to share that news. But, you know, just like everything, not everyone needs to. There's levels to it. You don't need to tell them the eighth deepest layer of the onion.
Is that a learning curve for you still?
I used to share just a little bit too much in these types of interviews. I think maybe it was right after our first time talking. He's a wonderful interviewer. That must mean that everyone that I ever speak to in this industry is always going to be great, like this fellow. So you set me up.
Can you get around town normally, or do you sort of have to think about that now?
It's something I always have to think about, but I think Paul McCartney said it best. You can never stop being a citizen of planet Earth. I'm never going to be too busy or too important to go get a gallon of milk. So yeah. My place in New York City, I still walk around and don't make a big scene, and people are pretty respectful.
Actually,
most of the time.
Does that change? Because we got it different in New Zealand as well. So yeah, I'm imagining New York generally too cool, because they say, oh, it's Charlie. I'm too cool to say. Whereas somewhere else they'll go, oh my God, it's Charlie, start screaming.
Sure. But you know, New York also has like Yoko Ono walking around, yeah, and like, who's the lady that runs Vogue? It's
Anna Wintour.
You know, I understand. Anna Wintour. Yeah. If I go in the middle of Arkansas, which I've never been, maybe it'll be more exciting for someone. But you treat everybody the same, and I ask them the same question if they make music, if they want to make music. Most of the time they do, which is pretty cool. And just import some sort of inspirational quote and ditty and joke, and then I'll get my ice cream and leave.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, good luck with the are you doing the tour for the whole of the year? Is this year sorted out until the end of 2023?
I believe so. I think we in the States at Thanksgiving, it's like November 20th or something. It changes all the time. I don't know why, sidebar, but I think that's when I have my time off.
Okay. My daughter, by the way, is in the middle of exams. She's 16, and she's been given permission to come to your show. So she will be there along with her best friend, who's also in the middle of exams, has been given permission. So that's the sort of power you've got, Charlie Puth. You've got people who love you and will give up their study time and exam time to come and see you.
We're going to make sure that the show is good for them and that it was well worth it to maybe lose a couple hours of study time.
Fantastic. Well, go well. And next time we have you on the show, remember this date. Remember the date and the time, because there's money up for grabs.
Listen, I'll never forget it now, especially if it's 10,000.
Well, by the time we come back, could be 20. Could have jackpotted. Who knows?
Inflation. Yeah.
Lovely to talk with you, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the country.
Wonderful to talk to you again, man. Thank you.
Charlie Puth out of Los Angeles here, Saturday, November 4th at Spark Arena.